You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. On July 5th, the NHS celebrates its 75th anniversary, and in NHS clinics across the UK, eye care liaisons, or ECLOs, help to support thousands of blind and partially sighted patients. We're joined today by Martin Elvery from RNIB, Mark Chapman, ECLO at Luton and Dunstable Hospital, and Chrissy French, the mother of one of Mark's patients, to learn more about the vital work that ECLOs do. Let's start with Martin. So can you tell us how many ECLOs are working in the UK?
Well, we've now got 126 ECLOs working across 213 sites, and that's actually 104 hospitals. So the range of ECLOs, the numbers have increased and increased in recent years. A few years ago, RNIB staff identified the top 100 eye departments they wanted to get ECLOs in. And now there's actually only 20 of those remaining, should fairly soon be filled. So they're really on the way to getting eye care liaison officers in all of the major eye departments in the UK.
And Mark, can you tell us how long you've been an ECLO and how you support patients?
I started working for the local society this September. It will be 20 years ago. I used to go and visit people in their homes. We used to get referrals from the local sensory team after people were registered. And that's the only way we would hear that people needed us or if they came to us. What's happening now is now I'm based in the hospital. I've been with the RNIB since 2019 and as an ECLO a little bit before then. And then the RNIB kind of took me over. And since then, we're now seeing people on the point of diagnosis. So people are sometimes even finding my number on the hospital website, even before they've come in for an appointment. So we're able to talk about people's worries about different conditions, how they're feeling about stuff, as well as getting them practical help before they even come in. Or people can be in here having that diagnosis of something, and we can get them a low vision clinic appointment to get a magnifier. Now, some time ago, that would have taken someone quite a long way down the journey, if you like. So it's something I'm really proud of. And I think in other hospitals, in other departments, there should be something like this. I think the fact that there are ECLOs, and they're not in every hospital yet, but I think there will be soon, I hope. I think it's a really important thing because it's slightly different from that medical side where all the consultants and doctors and nurses in here, they are here to help people sight. They're here to try and maintain people's level of sight or to make it better. But for the more practical side of things and an emotional kind of side of things, that's why we're here. So I'm here in the hospital. So at any moment, I could get a knock on the door. Sometimes I get a phone call from reception and someone might want to talk to me and they'll be brought in and we can talk about the diagnosis in a lot more time, hopefully. There are certain eye conditions that people are often told you'll never lose all of your sight, but they sometimes don't hear that. And they think just having a diagnosis of something is going to lead them to be completely blind. And that's often not the case. It's an absolute privilege to be able to speak to people. Often people leave here and they say, I didn't know there was so much out there to help. You know, I didn't know there was the RNIB to do a million and one things. I didn't know there were local societies or other organisations or just good ideas. We're able to focus in on what someone needs because everyone is so different.
And I guess that's the perfect time to head over to Chrissy, who has a child that Mark helped support as an ECLO. So what kind of support did you get from Mark and how was having an ECLO helpful?
Well, initially, I had no idea about the welfare services side of having a blind child. So he did actually come to my house and carried out a sort of initial assessment. My daughter was actually around 2 years old. We went through the sort of practical things that would help my daughter and, you know, us as a family, you know, things like getting a blue badge and getting the certificate of visual impairment. Mark helped with all of that side of things. And I wasn't aware that I could get a carer's allowance. From that sort of initial chat, there was a lot of practical support that Mark put in place, which just took the sort of stress away from me because at the time, emotionally, I was in a very dark place. So that was a really, really kind of huge support to me. What Mark allowed me to do was talk and cry and then actually made me realise that she will be amazing and she will achieve. And being told that you've got a disability doesn't mean that it's all doom and gloom. there has been a lot of positive that has come out of this.
I imagine as well, having someone who's seen lots and lots of different people's journeys was a big comfort.
Definitely, because when you have children, you know, I just hadn't envisaged that I was going to be on this path. It sort of opened up doors to so many things that have been absolutely fantastic for Scarlett. And Mark runs a family group for local families where children can go, and they organise activities. And my daughter absolutely adores going. And I've had the opportunity to meet other parents. So it's actually really nice to kind of share things that, you know, not just benefit Scarlett as an individual, but benefit all the family.
And Mark, what kind of range of people do you provide support to?
Probably the majority of people are over 70 because of age-related things. And then there's quite a large amount of working-age people. And then there's families with children. You never quite know who you're going to see next.
And how can people get in touch with their local ECLOs? What's the best way?
There is quite a lot of ways of getting it. For example, for people that go to the Luton and Dunstable Hospital, on the website, on the ophthalmology page, my number is there. So my phone number, email address is all there. People should have a connection if they look up their hospital. If they search on Google for their hospital and ECLO, it almost always comes up straight away. Most hospitals have them on their website. The RNIB have a list of people if you wanted to ring the RNIB and find out. We take referrals from anywhere, so people can just ring us directly.
And Martin, what plans does RNIB have for increasing the amount of support that ECLOs can give to patients?
Well, I think the plan is to make sure that in the coming years that those remaining 20 hospitals that don't currently have ECLOs and leading eye departments do get them. The backing has been fantastic from the NHS over the years and from partners. And I think there's every optimism that the numbers of ECLOs will go on increasing, as they have done dramatically. I think last year was our 100th ECLO, and now it's gone into about 120. So the numbers are going up all the time. With the NHS, it's obviously such an amazing organisation, but we know that there's a lack of resources and that appointment times are often quite short with optometrists and clinicians, and that waiting times are very long. And so the more that happens, the more crucial the ECLOs become in sort of carving out their role in these eye departments and supporting patients. As much as they would obviously love to, they don't always have the time and the resources to spend with patients. So the ECLOs in many ways becoming ever more important. The service is also becoming very adaptive to just how multicultural the UK is. At London, is many of the ECLOs in London, in fact, are bilingual or multilingual and can actually speak different languages. Where that doesn't happen, sometimes, you know, we can use interpreters and that sort of thing, but it's increasingly able to reach out to minority communities and provide the service that is truly sort of multicultural as well. And that's great to see. In fact, I think, Mark, you had a story.
Yeah, last week, in the space of about a week and a half, I had three people that had to be registered that were all from Zimbabwe and spoke a language called Shona. I think I reached out to an RNIB Facebook group and found out from somebody that there's this amazing YouTube page where somebody has uploaded a load of books in that language, Shona, like classic literature. So being able to put them in touch with things like that, it's just fabulous.
Oh, that's an amazing story. Well, thank you so much, Martin Elvery from RNIB, ECLO Mark Chapman and Chrissy French, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.